This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
Welcome to this week's Rugby Pod World Cup Media Roundup. I'm Andy Rowe. New Zealand and South Africa will each attempt to win their fourth titles in next week's final in Paris. The All Blacks crushed Argentina 44-6 in the opening semi-final on Friday night. We hear from the All Blacks camp. The Springboks had to come from behind with a 78th-minute penalty from Andre Pollard, giving them a 16-15 win over England. We hear from the Springboks camp as they look to become just the second country to win back-to-back World Cup titles. We also hear from the England camp after they came within a whisker of causing a massive upset.
Steve, and I'm first, commiserations. That was an incredible effort from you. Can you just sum up your feelings about the way your players have performed today, because I'm not sure what else you could have given as a team?
Yeah, sat here disappointed, but unbelievably proud of what this group's done over the past 5 months together. It's not all gone our way, but to build up to a performance like we did today, ultimately to come short to a great team like South Africa. But I'm sat here disappointed, but unbelievably proud of what this group's done.
Steve, if we'd have said before the game that you were going to give South Africa a run for their money up front, a few people might not have seen quite the dominance that England got. We got people like George Martin really stepping up. What have you got to say about that forward performance? It was something quite exceptional.
I think the whole team performance was strong. We're disappointed. We came here with a plan to win the game, and we fell a little bit short, not far short, but a little bit short. So we're desperately disappointed with it. But I think, as Owen talked about there, the players should be incredibly proud of what they have done and continue to do as they represent England rugby.
What sort of a platform do you think you've got now to springboard the rest of England's season and also your personal journey as England head coach?
Well, I think as you look at the team, I think in that team today, in that 23, I think there were 7 players at 25 or under. That's the most of any of the semi-finalists. I think South Africa had won 25 or under. So I think that there's a great blend within this squad, and there'll be lots of things we'll take as we go forward from this. We put ourselves in a position to win the semi-final against the current world champions and the current world number one. So the players done very well. We're obviously disappointed because we thought we were going to win.
Hi, Owen. Aside from the defeat, but how much do you enjoy this as a contest? And can I just ask what happened at the end with Willie LaRue?
Oh, it was nothing. Just a misunderstanding. The contest was always going to be a good one. I think we knew that before the game. But as I said before, we're sat here disappointed from the result. I thought the fight that we showed throughout the game again, we might have done enough to win, but unfortunately, South Africa had a bit to say in that. So, congratulations to them.
Did you feel you had them rattled in the first half?
I felt like we were playing well. I felt like we were playing to our plan. I felt like we were showing what we were capable of, and to do that on a stage like this in the semi-final is exactly what you want.
Any complaints with the scrum penalties at the end? Obviously, that they were kind of took their toll, didn't they? So firstly, just on that, and then secondly, from where you started to where you ended this tournament, or where you're at now, how much growth have you seen in this team and squad?
Number one, around the scrum, no, I won't. I think the question was any issues. Now's not the time to be talking about things like that. And now's the time just to have the overall reflections. I've always been proud of these players, and I'm proud to be involved with the England rugby team. I know I'll have at home a couple of young boys who are going to be bitterly disappointed, and I'm sure there's lots of people around that are proud, but also gutted back in England. I'm sure there's lots of millions of people that are. And I've said this to you before, I care about these players, I care about these supporters, and I care about English rugby. And what I see is a group of guys who are doing as much as they possibly can to set an example, to build a team, to have supporters proud of them. And they're led by this man next to me, who I think has been and continues to be a phenomenal player and an incredible leader of this team.
Steve, what do you feel changed the course of the game in the last 10 to 15 minutes? And also, if you think that this kind of game plan is kind of embedded in the English rugby DNA?
In terms of the analysis of the game, I'm not going to go into an analysis of the game now, because I'll go through it in detail and I'll be able to do a proper analysis. And if you want to chat later in the week, I'll give you a proper analysis of the game. As for the game plan tonight, as for how we've come as a team, we're playing against a team there that's had a coaching team that's been in place since the middle of 2018. They had 18 months to the World Cup, did an incredible achievement to win the 2019 World Cup, and there's had 4 years since then of continuous development, bringing players through, and the coaching team has been really, really consistent. For us, we've had 4 months as a coaching team with the players, and I've asked the players to approach training in a different way. I've asked them to approach the way we think about the game in a different way, and to ask them to do that and the players to be willing to change, I think that's all credit to them, because they have been willing to change. They have been willing to try some different things. And tonight was another example of that. And I'm really grateful to them for the attitude they bring every day.
Jacques, just a question. 1 point victory against France, 1 point victory against England today. Was there a moment during the match that you were perceiving maybe this match slipping away? Or there was always confidence and trust in what the guys were doing on the pitch? Thank you.
Yes, I must start with probably paying a lot of credit to England. I thought they were outstanding on the night. They had a very good tactical plan, and they really put us under a lot of pressure. And it's something that we will have to go and have a look at, and we will have to improve if New Zealand decides to maybe use the same tactic. But it took us some time to get to grip with it. But yes, I think that's probably the strength of this team, is that they find a way, even if we don't play well, even if our things aren't going our way, they find a way to get a result, you know. And it took them probably 70 minutes to get into a position to get a foothold in the game. But the one thing, they just refused to give up. They fought to the end. So very, very proud of that.
Once again, the bomb squad worked really well, and some players appear to have been better performers than the starters. Are you considering changing your starting team? Because these guys from the bomb squad are always having a huge impact on the game.
Like I've mentioned before, in terms of our team selection, sometimes when we select a team and it's a 7-1, there's a big thing about the bench, or 5-3. It might be an 8-0 next week, or 4-4, or 6-2. But the main thing, it's a squad of 23 players, and everybody's got a role and a responsibility. So the fact that the bomb squad, or the guys off the bench, come onto the field is because the guys who started laid the foundation, you know. So I think that's what sometimes people miss. They see the performance of the guys coming on, but you don't know how much the starters took out of the team that they play against. So, no, it is 100% something that we discuss with the players and they understand how it works. It's not, we don't have an A and a B side, or it's not, the bench is not, sometimes we will start with a guy like Ox and then Kitsi is on the bench. So we don't operate like that.
Captain Sia, from the start of the tournament, there's been messages from the Rugby Africa president to the box. Not sure if you've been receiving them, but he's been showing support that Africa stands with you and wishes you all the best in the tournament. You've now qualified for the final. Have you been feeling the support of South Africa and the rest of the continent through your stay in France?
Yes, definitely. We've definitely been feeling the support. We've been seeing the support. On our hotel, we have a video where it's one of our sponsors gave us a screen so we can see the support, what's happening back at home. And we know the whole continent is honestly behind us. You know, some of the videos where people just sit and talk about how they feel and what it's doing for them. And I don't think there's any country in the world where people that don't have DSTV will go to a mall and all sit together and people keep the mall open and they sit there and they watch us play, you know, different from people from different walks of life. And I think that is exactly what's fueling the team. And yeah, it's special because we know we're not only representing South Africa, but the whole continent in general. And if we do become successful, the whole of Africa does win. So we do see the support and we do appreciate it.
The game was not very nice to see, and South Africa was not as good as 1 week ago. Do you consider this victory as a little miracle?
Like, England is a world-class team. England is completely different to what they were a year ago. They had an amazing game plan today, which we took long to get to adapt to. And these things happen, you know. The thing that I take out of this game is the fact that we're able to dig deep and fight to get that victory. And we're so grateful that we can be in a position to defend the cup again. I know a lot of teams wouldn't be able to get out of that and get a win like that. So it doesn't matter how ugly it is or how ugly it is to watch the game. If we get a victory, there's not going to say that it was an ugly victory. It's going to say South Africa won, and that's all we take for next week. That's all we needed.
Hi, Joe. Your decision to remove your number 10 after 31 minutes, it was described as brave and brutal. But can you talk through the thinking there? Was it pre-planned? Was it game state? And if so, why? And how the player took it, how Marnie kind of reacted to that?
Yeah, I think like Sia said, that's the beauty of this group. We open and honest. And because we have the right players, the players accept it. Sometimes things aren't going your way. You know, we've done it with I can say numerous. We've done it with Bongi in 2018, where we took him up after 30 minutes. He was just for that specific day, he was just not on fire, you know. But he started the next week again. The same with a guy like Billy. We've took him off early because things didn't go his way. And the main thing is everything is for the team, you know, and they understand that. And that's the beauty of the squad, you know. You open and honest, and the players take it on the chin. And it doesn't mean that he won't start next week. You know, it's just unfortunately sometimes it's like that. You know, we didn't miss a kick at goal tonight. Every single opportunity we got, we utilized, and both him and Andre. You know, the kick that he also kicked in the beginning was a tough one. But it's just, listen, that's how it is. It's for South Africa. It's not for the individual. It's not for the ego. It's for South Africa. And in South Africa, we get messages, Tracy, Volmunk,
yeah.
And the school kids. And we see every single message they send to us. And it's for them. So we can't put our egos in front of that. South Africa is more important. The Springboks are more important than anything else.
Congratulations, Jacques and Sia. Sia, can I just ask you about Jacques ahead of his last week with the Springboks before he moves to Ireland? What has he brought to the party? We saw the emotion that he had at the end of the game. As a coach, what has he brought to you and this group?
It's a tough one.
Yeah. I was 18 years old. I was contracted with the Cheetahs, and then I got out. I was able to go to Western Province. And that's when I met Jacques, when I got to the Institute, when I was 18 years old, turning 19. And him and Coach Rassi used to come to the Institute. The Institute is like, it's an academy, the Western Province Academy. That's where our foundation is a group. Eben was there, Franz Malebe. There's a lot of other guys who play professional that are there. So when Jacques and them came, it was normally the full contact day. We call it copper stamp. You had to show who you are. And I remember every time they came, it was intense. And I got to know him then already. And then as I went on, he became my senior coach. And one thing that I love about him is he goes far deeper than what's happening on the field. He got to know me. He got to know my family. He got to know my reasons why I do what I do. When he speaks to us as a team, him and Coach Rassi, they don't encourage us about tackle hard and all of that. We all know what that is. He goes on, who am I playing for? What's driving us? And he knows my family. He knows my kids. He knows them by name. And he asks me, how am I doing as a person? And that is why I can go and give everything for him on the field, because he cares about the person. He cares about Sia, the Sia from the township. He tries and brings him out of me every time I play. And for the teams, and especially in big moments, and he sits and he talks about each and every single player, our journey, it's so special to be known as a person, not just as an object or just as a rugby player. And that's what he brings to this team. And the fact that he allows families to be around, how much he loves it to see our kids running around. I know some teams are not allowed to have families, but that kind of family environment, that's what it creates for us as this team. And I've enjoyed every single year that I've worked with him. And the tough times too, when he comes and calls me out, why didn't you work there? He's always honest, and he's always, yeah, I can't explain how much I've enjoyed. And it was tough when he went away for 2 years, but when he came back again, it's like we clicked. We didn't have to get to learn each other, him and Coach Rassi. They just came in and they changed things, you know, because they love the country. But I know wherever he goes, they're going to be lucky to have him, because the amount of work he puts in, the detail he gets into, it makes life so much easier for me. All I have to do, just watch a screen and see the opportunities that are there. So, yeah, he's a special coach, and he's a special human being, most of all. An amazing father and a great husband. So, yeah, we'll miss him, and I'll always forever be thankful. Because I remember when I first met him, I couldn't tackle. After that year, we're playing copper stamp every day. I had to learn how to tackle.
Hi, question for Ian, please. First of all, your team looks never more dangerous than when she's enjoying her rugby, as it's going right now. Your team seems to take a lot of pleasure playing rugby. And the second side of the question would be on more personal point of view. You, Ian, you've been through some hard times with this team, and now you are in the final of the Rugby World Cup. Do you take this as a sort of revenge, or do you enjoy, you know, facing the critics saying, guys, you know, I'm in the final, so you can say whatever you want?
Yeah, I'd love to jump to the second question first, but I better start with the first question. The answer to the first question is you have to enjoy your work, but it's not like a focus for us to go out there and have fun. But it is a focus to make sure that, you know, we want to go and execute our game to the level that we need to. And I think the team takes a lot of pride when they do that. You know, the work that the leaders and the players are doing and how they're training, it's a real credit to them. They're working hard, and as you go through tournaments, you have to really enjoy it. You know, it's there's a lot of pressure. And if you don't celebrate moments and have moments that put a smile on your face, then it become a long old time. So, look, I'm delighted with the attitude of the team. In regard to me, I'm part of a group, and I'm proud of the group. I'm proud of this coaching group. They're working hard, and they're linking well with the players, and the players are contributing heavily to what we're doing, and there's a nice synergy about it. So of that, I am very proud. But, you know, one more week. There's nothing, it's not a personal agenda here. This is about the All Blacks, and it's always about the team. And things that happen to individuals in the team, and clearly they've happened to me, but it doesn't change. Team comes first. All the decisions we make have to be about what's the best thing for the team, and right now we're doing a lot of those decisions together as a group, and it's working well.
Yeah, question for Sam, just a follow-up on that a little bit. Do you remember what the mindset was after, you know, you lost to South Africa and then to France and a lot of people writing you off? Did you take some of the criticism on board, or you just shrug it off? And what's the mindset now?
I suppose like criticism and stuff, that outside noise is something that we've sort of become accustomed to doing our best to block out, and we focus on what's important within the group. And because of that, you know, we know there's not much to be gained by that. So we just focus on, and we trust the coaching staff immensely. We trust the plan, and we're in a sort of different stage as a team at that point. A very different team we rolled out. We've had some guys coming back from injury, and now for a few weeks consistently we've had the squad in a really good place in terms of full health and full training. And so, yeah, it feels like we've built nicely to this point.
Ian, I know your forward pack laid on a mighty foundation for you tonight, but can you speak to your two wings, one coming back in a difficult situation and another, I guess, having some fun out there? Can you just speak to the performance of those two guys and how important they were in a quality overall effort?
Yeah, played well, and had to, because I thought Lester played well last week too, and he's put the pressure on. But, you know, Mark was strong in the close quarter areas, and it was that sort of game. He enjoys going close like that, and thought he did that well, defended really well. And, you know, I thought Will, you know, just shows how good he is at finishing things off. So, you know, their combination, I think, has worked well from the start of the year. You know, we put a bit of time into that during the Rugby Championship, and are really delighted with the combination they've got. You know, and you've got the sort of the glue in between them, which is Bodie, which is he's the communicator that sort of connects the dots largely. So, look, they're going good, but they're going to need to.
Ian, I think you opted to finish the game with 14 men, and the nature of the contest, your dominance allowed you to go to the bench early in the second half. And I think whatever happens tomorrow, you'll have an extra day recovery. Do you think you're going to be able to leverage those things going into the final?
Oh, I don't think they'll make a massive difference. I mean, finals are finals, and everyone will be prepared. Whoever we play, they'll be prepared 100%. But it was an opportunity for us to make sure that we look after our resources the best we could. Really didn't see a need of putting Scooter back on, only from the perspective that if he had another little yellow card incident in the next 5 minutes, it might have made it a little bit niggly. So for us, it was just a precautionary type decision to keep him off, and kind of would have preferred Damien to kick that ball out in the 81st minute, but he doesn't always listen to me.
The victors of England-South Africa await next week. Presumably you'll watch that game with your feet up tomorrow night. What are you expecting from that game, and who do you want to win?
I'll be watching it, probably have some popcorn, and sit there and watch it, and I don't care who wins, to be honest. You know, I think we're very much in a focus about ourselves stage at this moment, and I think, you know, one thing that extra day does give us is it gives us a bit of a chance to have a break mentally, and not to spend too much juice worrying about if it's them. So, look, they're both good teams. You've got one team that's, you know, South Africa's been playing some brilliant rugby the last few weeks and clearly on top of their game, but we've also seen an English team that sort of has just built away quietly and is really probably starting to, you know, they understand how they want to play and they're starting to get really good at how they want to play and believe in that. So it'll be an interesting contrast of styles.